Amen. This is favor is all over you Friday. The Word of God tells us that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we also know in Psalm 5:12 says, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as a shield. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are so grateful, Lord. So blessed, O God, to be in your presence. Father, we thank and praise you for this day that you have made and for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for we know that you hold the day. We don't know what today is going to hold, but we are expecting it to be a good day, for we come to you with expectancy. Father, we thank and praise you, O Lord, for this TMC call, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you favored them as they started this TMC call, and you have blessed it immensely. Now, Father, we ask for the blessings that are upon the call to bless, that the same blessings will bless their life, O Lord, the tsunami kind of blessings and favor. Father, we thank and praise you for the D.H. de Leon family. Father, you know exactly what they stand in need of, and as you continue to prosper the company, we just thank and praise you that you are prospering them as well. Father, we thank you so much for our family members who have gathered this morning. Father, we thank you that they are hungry to hear a word of God, and we know we will be fed well this morning as we scoot our chairs up to the table. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the word that will go forth, O Lord, will come from an ear, O God, that heard directly from you, and Father, from the mouth, O God, it will be given exactly as you gave it to the person with no dilution whatsoever. Father, we thank you, O God, that you are blessing the speaker's family, that you are blessing their lives, Lord, and that their footsteps are ordered of you. Now, God, we command the airwaves to line up, O God, that this word will go forth with clarity and not a bit of it will be misunderstood or lost in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you as our sister Jackie travels on to Atlanta, that you give her traveling grace, traveling mercy, Lord, that it is a safe trip and that the weather is conducive for traveling and her vehicle is in excellent, optimum order. Father, we love you and we daily seek to please you, Lord. We give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, we give you all the glory as we walk in favor today. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Remember that after this call, we do have pray and prayer requests. Praise.
Are you there? Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Oh, I thought I was on speakerphone. I see that I still had not changed myself. Yes, I heard you, my family. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for feeding us and greeting us on this walk in favor, and God's favor is all over me Friday. We thank you for that anointed prayer, and to God be the glory for the great and new things that he's doing in your life. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. We welcome you to the Master's Call on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each and every single one of you. We thank you for so much for dialing in to the Master's Call. We have been moving here on this telecommunication sanctuary for the past 4 years, where God has been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here with the Master. So we thank you guys for your dedication, for your commitment, for your consistency, and for your support. We would like for you, in your spare time, to visit us on our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you will see all of our messages have been archived on our website. You will also see the bios for our speaker and also Many of you have been on the line and you heard Pastor Everett Thomas from Michigan get on the line, and his ministry had some damages that they endured while we had this inclement weather situation going on. So we invite you to go to our website again, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see information where all of us can help. And so if you have an extra $3, $5, $7, $10, $20 and you want to sow that into his ministry, no amount is too small. So we usually don't ask for anything here, but whatever God puts upon your heart to do, please do it. This is a season of giving, so as Christ gives to us, let us give to one another wherever we can. So we'll look forward, and we're not going to look forward to what you're going to do, but God will look forward to what you're going to do. So just be a blessing today. Okay, and so if you're also on this line, we have, 26 more days, 25 more days before 2014 is over. And so we know that as we go out with anticipation and expectation in this day, that we're going to make the best of this day, that we're going to do what it is that God is calling us to do. Some of you, God may be saying, you know what, it's time for you to step up into another place. It's time for you to start ministering. You're already a great minister in the marketplace, but why don't you take it on to the telecommunications sanctuary? Why don't you share a message? Why don't you pray for somebody? You know, pray out loud. Be a prayer intercessor on the Master's Call. Be a greeter. Greet the people. Serve where God will have you to serve. Well, if this message is speaking to you this morning, then I invite you to go to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Minister Robin will definitely respond to you. Also, if you have any prayer requests, praise reports, testimonies, or questions, you may also send that to that same email address. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the MMC call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-POUND. Well, right now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker for today is an anointed, powerful servant of God, Bishop C. Horace Kitson, all the way from Orlando, Florida. He is the Bishop of House of Prayer and Praise Ministries, and he is a father, he is a husband, he is a grandfather, he walks in excellence, and anytime he comes on the line, he comes with power, anointing, wisdom, and knowledge. So at this time, without further ado, I bring to you, which it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure for me to do so this morning, none other than Bishop C. Horace Kitson at this time. Bishop Kitson, are you out there this morning? Bishop Kitson, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours.
Thank you very much. I must greet the PMC family this morning in the exalted name of Jesus. It's a great privilege that has been given to me to be able to share with you on this. Our God's favor is all over me Friday. Wow. That's absolutely amazing. This is where we come together and we can be enhanced, we can be empowered, or we can be inspired. So I trust that as you listen this morning, your spirit will be enhanced, your soul will be refreshed, you will be empowered in your inner man to go forth and accomplish God's purpose in your life. Today I want to share with you on this subject, discovering your purpose. We are in the midst of mass consciousness, where we see that as black individuals in America, we must talk about it. We are being affected. We see things happening around us. And so much is happening that if we are not grounded, if we are not focused, then we are going to be tossed back and backward and forward because of the situations that are taking place. So we believe that God wants us to come into purpose, because when we come into purpose, we no longer are tossed to and fro. So as we go into our sermon this morning, our thought, discovering purpose, I would like you to see, first of all, that the words of God say in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor." Yes. "And also power, for you created all things, and by you, by your will, they exist and were created." So God is worthy to receive honor, and we give honor. And as we go further, let me just give you a quote from Miles Monroe. He said, "Until purpose is discovered, existence has no meaning. For purpose is the source. Purpose is the source of our fulfillment." So as we realize that we must, as it were, discover purpose. Our research was done a few years ago. I learned this from Rick Warren, where he said that you can either operate off speculation or you can operate on revelation, the revelation of God's purpose. Why is that important? Because purpose is not in what you do, but why you do what you do. And that quote there is from Bishop C. Horace Kitson. Purpose is not in what you do. Write this down. Purpose is not in what you do, but why you do what you do. So as we look at discovering purpose, it is not for us to decide, it is for us to discover. When we realize we are created for God's glory and start living for his glory, living to please him, then we come into purpose. So in these next few moments, I want to encourage you to make the decision that I want to discover my purpose. I'm not talking about your gifting, I'm talking about your purpose. So that this very Christmas season, it could be the best Christmas season you have ever had. Why? Because you have come in to purpose. So the first thing we want to answer then is, what is purpose? What is purpose? Purpose is the original intent of a thing. Purpose is the original intent of a thing. So the thing that is created cannot decide its own purpose, because purpose is in the mind of the Creator. So unless God reveals to us his purpose for creating us, then we are left in the dark and we are seeking to speculate. We might have certain gifts and talents, but until we discover purpose, then we will not know and experience the fulfillment that we need. What's interesting is that purpose, your purpose is the same as mine. You might have a different gifting. Some of you might be gifted to be a nurse, to be a teacher, that, and you might be doing that, but you're still not coming to purpose. There is this doctor, he was back in Virginia, 2004, 2005 Christmas, and he put a pacemaker. He was one of the leading children's cardiologists in America, and right after, before Christmas, he put this pacemaker in a 14-year-old boy's heart. And right after Christmas, this doctor committed suicide. Now he was in his mid-40s. He was at the pinnacle of his life and his work. He was a documentary was done by NBC, and he was very popular. So why would this man, he's making money, he is doing what he wants to do, why would he commit suicide? Because you see, purpose is not in what you do, is why you do what you do. If he was practicing his profession to the glory of God, doing it that God would be well pleased with him, he would have come into purpose, and he would not have to do what he did to himself. So purpose is the original intent of a thing. The second thing that we see then is why, after we discover purpose, and we see that purpose is in the mind of the Creator, then we now need to ask ourselves, who decide purpose? What's the second point we want to see? Who decide purpose? And I would say to you, you have the privilege of choosing your profession. You have the privilege of choosing who you get married to. You have the privilege of even choosing how many children you want to have. But let me say, it is not your prerogative, it's not my prerogative to choose my purpose. That is God's decision. So what man has to do then, man has to humble himself and seek for a revelation, humble himself and seek to discover God's purpose. So then Isaiah 43 and verse 7 says, we were created for God's glory. And that's a revelation. We are created for God's glory. And in St. John 17 and verse 5, at the end of Jesus' life, this was what he said, Father, I have glorified you in the earth. I have finished the work that you gave me to do. So Jesus accomplished purpose. He lived to please his Father. So at the end of his life, he was able to say, Father, I have glorified you in the earth. So therefore, purpose is living your life to the glory of God. And the words of God say in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So we all have the same purpose. We have different giftings and different callings. But when we start doing what we do to the glory of God, it is then that we come into purpose. So we have seen two things so far. What is purpose? Who decides purpose? And then we could ask ourselves, why is it so important to discover purpose? Why is this so important? If we don't come into purpose, then we just see to follow one another. We are not on a mission, or there is no fulfillment in our heart. The word of God says, In Proverbs 29 and verse 18, where there is no revelation, the King James says, where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. Where there is no vision or revelation, the people cast off restraint. That means we live without any direction. We live without any purpose. We just do what we feel. We do what we see others do. We cast off restraint. There is nothing to restrain us. We start operating in the animal mode where there is no revelation. I said earlier, we will either speculate, operate on speculation about our purpose, or we can operate on revelation. So where there is no revelation, unless you get the revelation that you were created for God's purpose and start living to fulfill that purpose, then there will be no restraint in your life. Your life will be just tossed to and fro. So here then, we see where there is no vision, the people perish. Miles Monroe said, purpose is the master motivation. When we come into purpose, we get up each morning and we are motivated because we are living our lives to the glory of God. Without purpose then, life has no meaning. And let me say today, your family's future is dependent on you coming into purpose. Why? Moses said in Deuteronomy 30, and I'm wrapping down Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19, I call heaven and earth to be a record against you this day that I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that both you and your seed, your descendants might live. So you discovering your purpose, coming into your purpose, will affect your children, your grandchildren, and also those around you. So let's conclude on this note then. Just summarizing, purpose. It's the original intent of a thing. Who decides purpose? The Creator decides purpose. Why is purpose so important for us to receive the revelation? Because without the revelation, there is no restraint. There are no boundaries in our lives. And this is what is happening to modern man. He has no revelation of his purpose. And he's just living to please himself. But let me encourage you today, whether therefore you eat or you drink or whatever you do, will you please start living to the glory of God? That's your purpose. Do it to please God. And just like Jesus, at the end of our journey, we'll be able to say, Father, I have glorified you in the earth. I have finished the work that you gave me to do. The Lord bless you and have a great season, a season of purpose. Thank you very much for listening. Back to you, Sister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop C. Horace Kitson, for blessing us this morning and for that powerful and profound message on purpose. And I will be calling you back to the line to give us our benediction shortly. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for, first of all, this day that you have allowed for us to wake up in. We thank you that you are a keeper. We thank you that you are our strength, our joy,
yes,
that you are our hope, and that we can find safety in you, God. We thank you because you are amazing. We thank you because you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. We thank you that you are the beginning and our end, God. So we praise you and we celebrate you today, God. We honor you and we bow down at your feet, Lord. And we know that we cannot do anything without you, Lord. So we do need you every single day and every single hour, Father. So we thank you for Bishop C. Horace Kitson. We thank you, God, that you allowed him to share with us this morning about discovering our purpose, Lord, knowing what it is and knowing that it comes from you and that we just need to be open and willing to walk into the purpose that you have predestined already for our lives, God. So we thank you for the man of God, and we pray that every need in his ministry, in his family, will be met in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, for he is your son, and he walks in your power, your wisdom, your knowledge, and your anointing, God, and your favor. And so we thank you for him this morning, Father. I thank you for each and every caller that dialed into the master's call this morning. God, you know their names, Father. You know their needs. You know their desires. And so right now, I speak and I decree and declare that everything will be met in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for Artists International and for the DSD Leon family. We thank you for each distributor, past, present, and future. And we look forward to the greater and new things that you would do in Artists International, God, where an appointment with artists will definitely change lives all around the country, Father. So we just thank you, God. We thank you that you are our shepherd and that you are our strength, God. We thank you, Father God, for the ups and the downs, Lord. We thank you that you bring us through the valley of the shadow of death where we shall fear no evil. We thank you that you prepare tables a table before us in the presence of our enemies, God. And we thank you that you anoint our heads with oil. We thank you, God, for your favor. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for preparation, God. We thank you that you are stirring up gifts inside of us right now that we didn't even know that we had, God, because you want us to be fearful. You want us to be wonderful because that's the way you made us, God. So forgive us for our sins, God, those things that we said that were against your will, that we even thought were against your will. Forgive us right now, God. We bow down before you. We humble ourselves before you, God,
yes,
that the things that are inside of us, God, will be manifest here on earth as they are in heaven. So we just thank you for this divine and appointed time. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you for each and every single TMC sister that intercedes here on behalf of those who call in and dial in every day for their servanthood and for their willingness to say, yes, let me be part of this telecommunications sanctuary where lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. And we thank you for each and every one who has dialed in and those that will listen later. We thank you, God, for the ability of this technology to archive calls or record calls on a daily basis, God. And we just thank you because as we go out on this day, the fifth day of December 2014, we go out with anticipation and expectation that we will walk in your purpose and that great and great things will happen for us in this day. Why? Because you made us that way. And we can expect that from you. So we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory and the honor and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen,
amen,
and amen.
Amen.
So we thank each and every single one of you for dialing in this morning to the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call, please post it on your Instagram, on your Twitter, on your Facebook. Send out a text message, send out an email, and ask someone else to listen to this call. That number is 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-POUND. Today is Friday, so we will stay on the line to hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. But for those of you who want to go on, remember we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598 pounds. Please visit our website again, www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And we definitely look forward to hearing from each and every single one of you later on the line. But at this time, I'm going to ask Bishop Seahorse Kitchen if he will come back to the line and give us our benediction at this appointed time.
Thank you very much. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. The Lord bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We receive that in the name. What a powerful and anointing call this has been, God. We thank you for your presence here on the line. Minister Willow, again, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer. Bishop Kitson, again, thank you so much for that powerful message. And at this time, without further ado, I am definitely excited to bring to you this morning one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. We so affectionately call her our Mother Eagle. Why do we call her that, you may say? Well, we have been pushed out of the nest, but pushed out of the nest in a good way. So many things that we didn't even realize when we decided to be a part of this call that we were not, gifts that we were not even utilizing and walking in. We call her the Mother Eagle because a lot of those gifts have been manifested because of her dedication, because of her commitment, because of her inspiration and her words of encouragement for us each day. That's why we call her the Mother Eagle. So at this time, it is an honor for me to bring to you none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Wow, 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 wow. Thank you for such a kind, heartfelt introduction. I absolutely love it. Appreciate you so much. Man of God, man of God, man of God, thank you, thank you, thank you for that strategic prophetic word reminding us what is our purpose, taking time to define a word that is so often used but even more often not understood. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to encourage everyone to definitely go back and listen to that message posted on your Facebook. I will make sure I get this posted before lunchtime today at our website. So if you like, you can send it to people to the website. Our playback number, again, is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. Thank you. Thank you for that timely word. Truly, you are a man of great wisdom and strategic prophetic insight, and I so appreciate you always, Bishop, taking time out of your very busy schedule to make time for us. So we bless you, and we will definitely be keeping you in our prayers. TMC family, wow, today is December 5th, 26 days in the home run stretch toward the end of this year. But remember, in 2014, God is still manifesting his God-ordained dreams. As we do our part, he'll do his. So the queue is open for any prayer requests, praise reports. Just hit *6 and 1, and it'll bring you down in the queue. We are always, as a mandate and a mission of this call, to be midwives of prayer, to be intercessors. So we take the time to always make sure on this Friday, each and every Friday, that we stop and pray and share and receive your prayer requests and hear your praise reports. I heard many before the call started, and I'm sure some of you all I see back in the queue probably to reiterate those, and that's fine. But we love to pray. Our intercessors, the prayer warriors that you hear day in and day out, we take it so serious to lift your families, your needs, your goals, your desires up to the Lord in prayer. Prayer is so important to activate the heavens, to birth the will of the Lord in the land. Things don't happen just because we want them to happen. They happen because people took time to pray. We have a real enemy, but greater is he that's in us as we, with the Spirit of the Lord inside of us, pray. So I'm going to go on and take our calls. And again, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, this is your time, and this is the format that we encourage you to call. All righty, first in the queue, 8730. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Well, thank you. Thank you. This is Minister B from MYC. It's a special prayer request for my Uncle Burnell Henry. We call him Uncle Big Man. He had a stroke, but he's recovering from that. And then he fell and busted his head and lift and all that. And so he's been in a rehab place, and now he's back in the hospital with a touch of pneumonia.
Mm.
And we need just losing a lot of weight, a lot of weight. So he's like lost his will, you know, because all his friends, he's 81, and he's talking about all his friends around him. He's passed away, so it sounds like he's given up, but the devil is a liar. Jesus Christ is our Messiah. Amen.
Well, Minister D, are you able to get some products to him?
No.
Well, we're just going to always pray for Jehovah Rapha healing virtue. But definitely we're going to pray for his will to want to live and for God to touch his body. Amen. Well, it's so good to hear your voice. Been a while. Is there any other prayer request you have for us this morning?
Oh, sure. Even my mom, her name is Pearl Biggins. She's resisting cancer. She's been doing chemo, so we're praying that the Lord will move on her behalf, that she won't have to take no more chemo no more, and that those spots on her liver and lung be gone. And for a creative miracle for her, they removed her bladder for bladder cancer, and they removed the kidney for kidney. He had a mass on the kidney, so now the one that's left, they saying it's only working 5%, but we know God. And he's able to do above and exceedingly. So we just believe in the report of the Lord, and even for my mother-in-law, Ethel Reese, she's recovering from a stroke. On her right side is paralyzed, but she's still moving, getting a little bit of movement in there as well. Amen.
Well, thank you again so much, man of God, for calling in. It's always so good to hear from you, and I've got those prayer requests down, and we will definitely join in concert with you to pray. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Miss Jackie from Indiana.
Good morning, Pastor V and my TMC family. I originally requested prayer for my travels, but I call back in because a dear, dear friend of ours passed away last night. He was a prominent businessman, very well known here in the city of Indianapolis, and has been very instrumental in moving this city forward. So I ask you to lift his family up in prayer. He passed away last night, and keep his family. His name is Bill Mays. He was a personal friend of our families and very connected to our family. And so our hearts are heavy today in his passing, but keep his family lifted in prayer. Thank you.
All right. We got it down, especially around this holiday season. That is always hard. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Ms. Shervon in Philadelphia. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. How are you today?
I am blessed, blessed, blessed of the Lord. And you, woman of God?
I am as well. Thank you so very much. I'm calling because I wanted to just lift up in prayer all of us who are still striving for different goals this last month, this last quarter, this ending of the year of 2014, that we would continue with God's strength to move forward to accomplish those goals. And also prayer for my spiritual mom. Her name is Jacqueline Dade, and she has cancer, but because of the ingredient of the K that's in it, she's reluctant to take the Lviv. And so I'm just praying that, with this situation with the cancer and all, that she fights a good fight and come out and come through it.
Amen. Your end goals. All righty, I've got you, and I so appreciate you. I see that big smile all the way through the phone. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Miss Ada. So good to hear your voice on the call, and I see you here in queue. Good morning. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. V, and it's good to be heard. Good morning to my. I want to give a shout-out to my upline, Tiffany Lauderdale, and the TMC family. I got a couple of praise reports, and you know what just dropped in my spirit, Dr. V. If people knew how powerful prayer really was, they would pray more often.
Yes.
I really
yes.
can believe that.
Yes.
I look over my prayer journal, and I see how God has been so faithful. So one of my prayer requests is that, praise reports is that God has really been with me. I've been experiencing a couple of some challenges. I am continuing to take my products and just recognizing the season that I'm in, recognizing that I can't do all that I want to do, but I need to prioritize and simplify, if you will. So God has just really been working with me as I've been working through some things. So we praise God for that. My four children and the two grandbabies are coming here to New York for a week, Christmas. So we're so excited. This will be the first time they're coming to New York since we've been in the new house. And we're just looking forward to a wonderful time of fellowship. So we do pray for traveling mercies. They're actually going to be traveling on Christmas Day and will stay with us through the new year. So Doug and I are just so excited about that. The prayer request that I have is Ergo Productions. We are in search of a website developer and a company that hosts us. Now, I know you and Minister Kai have some background in engineering. If you can shoot some referrals my way, I would greatly appreciate that because we do need to get our site up and running. So we just want to choose the right company, the right person that can help us. Doug and I are not the best technology people, so we want to get a team of folks that's where they operate in their gifts. So that's the request. But I just praise God for an opportunity to be back on the line. Whenever I can get on the line live, I thank God for those replays, but it's nothing like the fresh rhema word that you get fresh. So I love you. I love you, Dr. P.K. Roberts. I love all of you at TMC. Back to you, Dr. B.
All righty. Well, we love you just 100 times, bunches more. And it is always good to hear that voice also. And text me afterwards, just a little reminder. Well, I wrote it down so my little memory charge kicks in. I do have two or three people that I can refer. As a matter of fact, the gentleman who made up our Master's Call website, that is his degree, technical background, spirit-filled minister. If he can't do it, if your job is too big, he'll operate in integrity to refer you somewhere else. So text me so I can make sure I give you his information. All righty, we have another one of our prayer warriors who just hopped in the queue. Good morning from Boogie Down Bronx, Minister Cynthia. Good morning.
Good morning, TM and Dr. V. Thank you guys so much. But I want to give a praise report. All right. Rita Jones was out of the hospital yesterday, so I thank God. So prayers do work, and I'm feeling better, thank God. And I just want to say we're going to just keep her, lift her up. And this morning I called her to put on a prayer call. She said the nurse is coming. She's not able. So what we did is take up some money at our club. I have I'm in political, so I have a Jackson Democrat. So people donated some money, so we're going to order her some LaVie and send it to her so that she's a member, but she didn't, how we go. We don't really take it serious. Sometimes God has to slap us in the face and let us pay attention to what we have here. So we thank God for that. And you have an awesome weekend. God bless you, and I love you all.
We love you more, and thank you, thank you. And we're glad to hear that she's out the hospital and that, you're pulling your resources together to help her. That's what it's all about. I think this is my Miss Joni. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Hello? 9114?
Good morning.
I thought it was you. Good morning, good morning. Always glad to hear that voice. Welcome to the call, Miss
Joni. I just want to tell you my counts are looking better. So let's pray that they stay up and everything they coming back.
You're kind of breaking up on me. What did you just say? Your counts are looking better? Miss Joni, did we lose you? Oh, boy, I think we may have lost her. Miss Joni, you may need to call back in. We can't hear you. You're breaking up. I think we all heard. Our counts are looking better. Tiffany is texting me, but I'm not sure what this means because I just got it. So you probably need to come back on and tell me what you're trying to say with the Noni and Laviv, what it concerns. She just
Dr.
dropped
v.
off. Yes?
Okay, I'm here. That was for Minister V in the NYC. I heard him say his mother was experiencing cancer, and so my recommendation to you would be to give her not only the Laviv, but also to incorporate the Pure Noni into her daily regimen. So she could do Laviv and Noni 3 times a day, 6 ounces or more. Would be wonderful. So I just wanted to speak that out to him to let him know that. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. D, you're still on the line, so hopefully you heard that for your mom. And thank you, our in-house nutritionist, because truly Minister Tiffany has worked hard to understand and know the products. All righty. Is that you, Ms. Joni, calling back in at 0291?
Yes.
Okay, because we lost you before. Now I can hear you loud and clear, sweetheart.
All right. I said my counts are looking good, so let's keep believing.
Amen. You sound stronger today.
I feel pretty good. Just pray on that appetite.
Now, where are you?
I'm still in the hospital.
Okay. Oh, I just love how you just bless me, and you just so bless my heart. You are such a trooper. Okay, well, we're gonna continue to keep praying for you, sweetheart.
Okay, I love you.
Love you more, and thank you for calling back in. Our queue was Q, and if there's anyone else who wants to call back in before we go to prayer, I encourage you to give us a call. And you can call and come to Q instead of texting me, hint, hint. Some of you all who love to text me, why, you could just call. You know I don't want to call you out, so you're going to come back in Q for me. All right, 2607. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. This is LaShawn in Delaware. Good morning, TNC family. I was just I was calling in for a prayer request. This afternoon, we're actually going to New York for my grandmother's 90th birthday. It's supposed to be the entire family meeting up, and we're, you know, going to the same restaurant that we took my mother to the last Mother's Day that she had with us. So it's going to be a little emotional, but at the same time, I'm excited that we can celebrate my grandmother's 90th birthday. I just ask for traveling mercies because, as we know, there's peaceful protests in New York, and yesterday they shut everything down, the bridges, the tunnels, the throughways, the byways. So I'm just asking for safe travel as we go up to NYC.
Well, you know what they're recommending. Anywhere you need to be, you need to be there before 5.
Exactly.
And that's what they're clearly telling the people, that if you need to be somewhere downtown, you need to get there before 5 because they are going to start taking over the streets after 5 with the peaceful protest. So you want to encourage your family members, because it's not if they're going to take it over. They are going to. So you need to just plan accordingly so your grandmother's birthday will be a great success and all the campers will be at the table to make it. So we will definitely be praying for your traveling mercies.
Amen. Right. Thank you.
All right. And what's your grandmother's name? LaShawn? Minister LaShawn, what's your grandmother's name? Okay, I guess she's gone. All right. We'll head on over to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Good morning, Minister Brenda.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. I thank God for you. Last night I got a call from Esther. I thought she was on a call this morning, and so I'm just asking prayer for her brother Cornelius Williams. They just found out that he was diagnosed with cancer in both his lungs, and she's taken off to go down to Houston today to give him some Lviv, Green 29, and Noni. And also pray for my daughter, Charity, on our way to Houston today.
Okay, and traveling mercies for Charity. All righty.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Are there any other prayer requests?